track 12. And now we come to our feature item, which this week is from TNF Soundings contributor Roger Brooks, who brings us a poem from Yorkshire poet Sid Oates, inspired by the decline of Yorkshire's biscuit industry. The poem reminds us of a range of favourites, from Kit Kat to Jaffa Cakes to rich tea biscuits.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, Roger here, with a bit of musing on the closure of biscuit factories, followed by a poem by Yorkshire poet Sid Oates, who says, I was interested in recent postings about the Roundtree factory in York. And here we go. Biscuits, 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 biscuits. What can we say about them? Yorkshire was once the confectionery capital of Britain, where biscuits and chocolates that became household names were invented and produced. Henry Isaac Roundtree built a massive factory in York in the 19th century to cope with the increasing demand for his delicious chocolates across the country. It wasn't until 1935 that the first Kit Kat was made, and even then it was known by a different name. It was known as the Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp. There's no doubt that the new moniker rolls off the tongue far easily, and more than 1 billion Kit Kats are now made every single year. But, says Sid, everybody loves a biscuit, don't they? So I've dedicated this particular poem to the titular delight. So why not take a minute to browse this little ditty to remind yourself of your dunkable favourite. The chocolate digestive is a marvellous invention. Custard creams are sickly, but worthy of a mention. Shortbread can be gritty, so wear your safety glasses, but ginger nuts remain supreme to satisfy the masses. The crafty jammy dodger is a favourite with the nippers while watching television in their dressing gown and slippers. Wagon wheels get smaller with every passing year. I think that by 2029 they'll simply disappear. For perfect dunkability, the hobnob leads the field, but it's prone to going chewy if the packet's left unsealed. Bourbon creams will satisfy when there's nothing else to savour, but I drool at chocolate cookies with their tantalising flavour. I haven't mentioned Kit Kats yet. Four fingers of delight with a cup of good old Yorkshire brew last thing every night. I'm partial to an arrowroot and the occasional Milky Way, or a chocolate rush from a Yorkie bar to round off the perfect day. The lowly Garibaldi is an underrated treasure. A macaroon is elegant, excellent for eating at your leisure. I keep them locked high on the shelf with a key hid for safekeeping, then munch on them at midnight when all the kids are sleeping. Rich tea is up there with the best for dunkers of the nation, with fig rolls high upon my list, still worthy of an ovation. And if you want a special treat, Blue Ribbon takes some beating. But forget about the calories and all that healthy eating. The Garibaldi's back again, this time with cream cheese and the shiny foil-wrapped Viscount Mint, or orange, if you please. Are Jaffa Cakes really biscuits? Well, I don't give a damn. With its sumptuous layers of Genoese sponge and orange-flavoured jam, the Aberfoire comes from Wales, the land of sheep and song. With another mug of Yorkshire brew, you can eat them all day long. I'm partial to a Jacob's Club. I've no preference, milk or plain, but a Cadbury's chocolate finger could send a man insane. I love a German Barnhuisen with its scrumptious butter flavour, and a Biscoff with latte is a delight to always savour. So when I do my weekly shop, I'll meander for a while to select my yummy goodies from down the biscuit aisle. If I ask you just to cast your vote to state which you like best, considering your bicky choice that you would suggest, to tell the truth, I love them all, no matter what the taste, the proof is there for all to see, my 44-inch waist.
TNF Soundings.